Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lilydale Radio, featuring topics about spiritualism, mediumship, healing, spirituality, and the Lilydale Assembly, the world's largest center for the religion, philosophy, and science of spiritualism. This is Lilydale Radio.
Okay, we got that part over. So good morning, everybody. Again, if you're tuning in, my name is Angie Apt. You're watching Spiritual Discoveries with Angie and Friends. And I'm here today with Mark Thomas. Good morning again, Mark. Yeah, it looks like it's a sunny day where you are. Yeah. Yeah, beautiful. So yeah, we had 50s here in Lilydale yesterday, which was kind of nice. I was out walking all around. Yeah, perfect. So good morning, Joanne, and good morning, Anne-Marie. Everybody, say hi to us and let us know where you're from, okay? And as Mark and I talk, if you have any questions, we absolutely welcome questions. Good morning, Tracy. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Okay, so Mark, before we get started, we have lots of things to talk about. And first thing I wanted to bring up is, you know, Lilydale and you, we lost an important member of our community and of our family, Elaine Thomas. I just want to offer condolences. I know everybody misses her. Yeah, her new address. Yeah, she sure is. She sure is. Her presence was strong, and so many people in Lilydale, as I'm talking to people, are constantly saying Elaine was a true spiritualist. You know, Elaine was a healer. She was kind, one of the best mediums ever. She sure did. Yeah. I remember coming to Lilydale for my first reading. I was probably in my early 20s and got a reading from Elaine. And I have to say it changed my life. Yeah, she sure was a true healer through and through. And I remember the readings I got through the years were filled with lots and lots of guidance and guidance that helped me have a better relationship with my mother, you know, for example, or, you know, all kinds of things like that. Yeah, I sure was. I was one of the ones that said that to her because I remember I was working, I had a part-time job at a bank, and she described all these, that I would be going back to school and then I would have a management position and maybe my own business someday and all these things. And I thought, I don't think so. I think that this is one time she's incorrect. And then years later, although everything she said, she was exactly correct. So, yes. And yes, she would help you find that and then offer you tools always too and give you things that you could do that empowered you to do that, to do those things yourself. Yeah, amazing. So, well, I know I want to talk to you about, because I know, so you and Elaine got married in, I think you said 82. Yeah. And then in 87, you started spiritual insight training. But you didn't call it that back then. Yeah. So can you talk about that? How did you start that? And I know it's a groundbreaking program, and I want to ask you lots about that. Mm-hmm. In your home, yeah. Yeah, it sure does. And like it, like you said, it's astounding because people come in. I've taken the course, and of course, I'm very fortunate that I've gotten to teach it with you a couple times now. And it's astounding. People learn. They walk out, and you know, you think you don't know how to meditate, or you know, you think that you can't connect to your intuition, or you know, what are these healing gifts? And everybody walks out knowing how to do it. You know, talk about that, Mark, like that, because I believe this, too, that it's your birthright, and that makes a lot of sense. Like, if it's our birthright, then it's got to be inside of us, and that's kind of what you're doing with spiritual insight training is connecting us back to that part of us, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. Very much. Yeah. Yeah, I can do this and I can connect to my natural abilities. You know, I can learn how to use these natural abilities to change my life because really it's life changing when you can connect to your intuition and you can help other people. Yeah, they sure are. So Mark, I want to ask you some questions. So, okay, so with spiritual insight training, you call it a 3-in-1 transformation course. What does that mean? Yeah, I was just going to say that, like, that really is the most important thing, is the meditation and connecting to that silence, because that, like you said, that's where you're connecting. Yeah. Yeah. Mhm. But we know, yeah. 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 Yeah, because every one of us can do this, not just special people. Yeah. Yeah. You know, I always say this, Mark, to people about intuition. Like you said, you walk in a room and you just kind of know something, or you get those gut feelings and you kind of don't pay attention to them. And then how many times later on, I know for myself, it's like, oh, I knew I shouldn't have done that. Or, I knew I should have done that because I had that feeling. And then, like, say, in rediscovering my intuitive muscles, I realized that when you get those gut feelings, that's your intuition. No, we all have it. Oh, so many times, regret that I just knew something and didn't pay attention. You know, I have to ask you, because we talked about meditation, and you're right. You know, nowadays there's a lot of people who meditate, but there's still a lot of people that feel like they can't. And I've had people say, I don't know, you know, if I should come to the class, because I don't know if I can meditate. I can't stop my thoughts. That's true. No. Yeah. Yes. And things start going better and things start falling into place. And so, you know, that those intuitive, you know, hits, if you will, that we all get all the time, you recognize them and you use them in your life. Yeah. I feel meditation is the most important thing. And I remember coming to the school, because fellowships will talk about the school in a second too, but I remember that was a requirement, was you had to meditate every day, you know? And I remember thinking like, I don't know how I'm going to do with this, because I don't know if I have time, you know, I don't know if I'm going to be able to do it. And you said what you just said, do it and just kind of notice the difference in your life. And I did. And now here I am 20 something years later, and I don't feel right if I don't start my day with a meditation. I saw something once on Facebook that said meditation is like giving a hug to yourself. Yeah, it does. It feels that way. So with spiritual insight training, because I think it's the best course ever. I've had people ask me, I've taken other courses, you know, I'm not a beginner, you know, I've been doing this for a while. Why should I take spiritual insight training? What's different about it? Yes. I remember, well, when I came to spiritual insight training, I had been doing readings and, you know, kind of sort of happened in a random kind of way with my friend Sandy, who, you know, and I tell lots of stories, have told you lots of stories about her, but I remember coming and I thought, I know how to do this, but I don't know why I know how to do this. And it kind of scares me a little bit. And I have people that say that to me. I've had people, I just did a reading the other day and somebody said, you know, I have these abilities too. I don't know what to do with them. And I don't know why I have them. So I felt like spiritual insight training for me with having experience taught me, it's like, so this is why I can do this. It's not, you know, we can all do it. It's not a bad thing. It's a very good thing. Yeah. Right. Or even like, you know, you know, I can do this. Why can I do it? And it, well, because it's a natural part of us. It's our birthright. I remember coming to Elaine for a reading, and I felt like I was, Sandy kept saying, you need to tell Elaine that you can do this. And I was afraid to tell her. And I finally did. And she said, well, of course you can. It's your birthright. You know, it's not, it's a big deal, but it's not a big deal. You know, this is a natural thing for all of us. Yeah, yes, she said that to me. Well, because we're teaching them how to do it for themselves and how empowering that is and how important that is. And that's what they learn in spiritual insight training too. Yeah. So I see Karen's here. Thank you, Karen, for putting stuff up. But so there's some Fellowships of the Spirits spiritual insight training coming up. April 20th to 23rd. July 20th, 23rd, and August 24th to 27th. So I'm glad Karen put that up. So Mark, these are held in person, correct? Yes. Yeah. And like you said too, there's staff, you're supported. I think that's important too. You know, somebody is right there for you if you're, you know, nervous because you're learning something new or what have you. And I feel that's important too. I'm glad that you said that, Mark. Your answer, I have my question, you're answering it before I ask. It must be your intuitive somehow. Yeah. Yeah, but I'm glad that you said that because I've had a lot of people ask me that, like, oh, I took spiritual insight training 1 year ago, you know, but I didn't take two, and now you don't offer two by itself. But that doesn't matter. You can still, yeah, you can do it. And I'll tell you what, too. I went back before I went to the school. I took spiritual insight training a couple of times, you know, and learned something different every single time I took it. Oh, that's good. I like that. That's true. Because I remember that, and it was the second time. I mean, some similarities, but things I didn't remember at all, you know, and certain things I understood that I didn't understand the first time. That's true. So how did you go from the spiritual insight training classes? So you had those for 35 years now. And then there got to be the Fellowships of the Spirit School of Healing and Prophecy. And I remember, like, and I tell people about the school, and I remember finding out about it that I was so happy. Like there's a school that you can go to learn this stuff. Like, that was amazing to me. So and it still is to people. So how did that start? And you know what? I have to say this too. Fellowships of the Spirit School, I've taken a lot of different trainings through the years and talked to people. And really, it's the best. It really is. Yeah. Yes. Yes. Always be, yes. Yes. And, yeah, it's excellent. And like you said, always be a student. I've been doing this for 25, 30 years myself, and I still take classes because, you know, because you can still learn and still open up more. And I remember Jesse First, who was on faculty for a long time, said that too, you know, always keep learning, you know, and I learned so much in the school and from all the different teachers. I remember Elaine wouldn't just put anyone in to teach. It had to be somebody that you know, was coming from that inner place and best of the best at what they did. And that's important too. Yes. Yeah. 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 Yeah, it sure is. And I remember Elaine always talked about this too, and you too, is how important it is to do your inner work, right? And that's why, like, you come from that place in your heart, and you know you know who you are, and that's important too. Can you talk about that? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, there's something about, and I remember this when I took the courses, and I've seen it like through the years, is you make lifelong friends that are like family, you know, and you know you're kind of going through this experience together, and I've run into people that I haven't seen in 10 years, and you sit down as if you just saw them yesterday, you know, because you have that commonality, you became family. That's pretty special. That doesn't happen in all schools, Mark. That's Yeah, you know, that's doing a lot. No, it's so unique. Everybody, like I encourage you to, you know, hop on Fellowship's website and take a look at like more of the description for the Spiritual Insight Training courses. they really are life-changing, and you really do learn so much. You know, and it is about, truly is about service to others and about learning how to do the inner work so that you can be a healer. I mean, I look at mediumship, and I remember Elaine saying this too. Mediumship is verbal healing. We have questions, Mark. Okay, so hi, Danielle. Are they available via Zoom or in person? And I think Danielle, you would love it, Danielle, and the in-person is so important. Joanne, I highly recommend the Spiritual Insight Training to anyone who is curious about developing their abilities and improving their abilities. You're right, because you develop or you can improve. It is well-rounded, and the staff are so helpful and encouraging. You won't regret it. It's life-changing. Yeah, she couldn't have said it better, right, Mark? Yeah, definitely. And so I want to ask you just about fellowships of the spirit all the way around. You know, because what you, I know, and I've had a lot of people ask, you know, with Elaine not here, fellowships of the spirit's continuing on, right?
Yeah.
Very cool. No. It does. Yep. Yep. Very much. Oh, I know. I know. I know. We all feel like that. She's, yeah. I know. I know. And she, yeah, and you're carrying on and to, according to her wishes. She wanted us to, wanted you to. Yeah. So I, yeah, and I, fellowships is not going away, and Elaine's helping us still. We both, like you said, Mark, we both have had Elaine sightings, and she's guiding us still. Yeah, that's for sure. Yeah, hi, Terry. Terry's on prayers for fellowships. Elaine is still here. Now there is a superpower team. Oh, that's true. Yeah, that's for sure. So let's go back real quick to Spiritual Insight Training. I mean, I know, Karen, if you want to put up the graphic, but we have Spiritual Insight Training coming up. It's here on the bottom of the screen. So April 20th through 23rd. Oh, yeah, I forgot to talk about, we'll go back one. But July 20th to 23rd or August 24th to 27th. So there's three opportunities to take the course. If you go on to Fellowship's website, which I know Karen has in comments, and we'll put that up. Oh, it's there. I see it. It's right there. But if you go on, you can take a look and you can register there, and you can get more information about the program as well. And Karen, that graphic you had right before that one. Okay, so Mark, this is something you and Elaine used to go out and do intro talk about spiritual insight training, right? Yeah. 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 So come join us at Flickr Gifts in Hamburg, and you'll love Flickr Gifts. It's a great shop with lots of cool things in there. And Mark and I will be there. So yeah, that'd be great. Any teasers about our summer program or I love it. Yeah. Lombardo, yeah. Is that excellent? Excellent, yeah. I know. I was hoping that was going to be. Which, by the way, everybody, the reason it's called Weeknights at the Lake is because Fellowships, the building Fellowships of the Spirit, is actually on the lake. Mm-hmm. It's beautiful and it's peaceful, and I'm telling you, you'll love it. So come down, you know, and if you're in the Buffalo area, it's not only an hour away, you know, come on down. Oh, look at that. Yeah, thank you. Yes, we mean it. That's why. Isn't it beautiful, everybody? Mark, I have Danielle. Are the classes all day overnight for 3 days? Danielle's asking about spiritual insight training. Thursday. You get breaks. You get breaks for sure. Yep. Yes, very much. And I was looking at the comments I was talking to you, but the hotel is super affordable, so I'm thinking that's about housing. And yes, there's guest houses in Lilydale. There is a hotel in Lilydale that you can stay in, you know, for the evenings there. Right, right. But the guest houses are open for the April one, right, Mark? Yeah. Yeah, and if you call the fellowship's office or look on Lilydale's website, it's or send me a message, and I can let you know about the guest houses too. So yeah, we'd love to see you guys. You know, come see us for sure. It's gonna be fun, right, Mark? You're having fun. I mean, I every time I'm there, you have fun and you connect. You'll love that part of it. You know, you have the best conversations, the best mentors to help and support you, you know, the best teachings from Mark and me. So, yeah, but yeah, absolutely. We'd love to have you for sure. And Mark, thank you. And friends. Yeah. Well, you friends that you'll have forever. Everybody says that. Everybody does. Yeah. It's amazing. So, Mark, thank you so much for coming on this morning. I appreciate it. I know. And everybody, thanks for joining us. Well, we appreciate you very much. And we hope to see you maybe for weeknights at the lake or spiritual insight training, or take a look at our other programs that we'll be announcing soon. And I hope you have a great, happy St. Patrick's Day. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, and I can tell you some very exciting classes, very exciting new things that we've never had before. You're going to love it. So, yeah, thank you. Thanks, everybody. Happy St. Patrick's Day. Forgot about that. Okay, we did it. Oh, let me end this.